Dreamscape presents From Here to There, The Art and Science of Finding and Losing Our Way by Michael Bond, narrated by Pete Cross. Introduction. If you have ever wondered what it feels like to be lost, my advice is don't try it. The experience is terrifying and often traumatizing. People who are truly lost are usually incapable of making decisions that could save their lives, and they may even think they are going to die. They lose their minds as well as their bearings. It is something of a miracle that we don't get lost more often. The physical world is infinitely complex, yet most of us are able to find our way around it. We can walk through unfamiliar streets while maintaining a sense of direction, take shortcuts along paths we have never used, and remember for many years places we have visited only once. These are pretty remarkable achievements. One of the purposes of this book is to explain how we do it, how our brains make the cognitive maps that keep us orientated, even in places that we don't know. More importantly, it is about our relationship with places, and how our understanding of the world around us affects our psychology and behavior. The way we think about physical space has been crucial to our evolution. As we'll see in the opening chapter, the ability to navigate over large distances in prehistoric times gave Homo sapiens an advantage over the rest of the human family, allowing us to explore the furthest regions of the planet. As well as defining us as wayfinders, it has shaped some of our vital cognitive functions, including abstract thinking, imagination, aspects of our memory, and even language. We are spatial in mind as well as body. You will have felt this absolutely if you have ever been mentally ill. People with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, depression, psychosis, and related conditions commonly report feeling lost in their minds. This is not just a metaphor. Mental illness affects the parts of the brain where cognitive maps form. Some psychologists believe that encouraging sufferers to navigate might reduce their symptoms by stimulating the growth of neurons in those areas. Wayfinding and spatial awareness not only help us find our way and connect us with our surroundings, they can also foster good mental health. These considerations are especially relevant at a time when most of us are not using our spatial skills the way we always have. GPS-enabled devices allow us to get around without paying attention to where we're going, and without exercising the cognitive faculties that have guided us for millennia. This book is not a remonstration against smartphones.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?